prison officials investigated the incident as a suicide attempt, and Mr. Epstein was removed from 9 South and placed in the jail's suicide prevention program. Some workers and inmates were skeptical, according to prison officials, and people who spoke with inmates in the wing. They questioned whether Mr. Epstein was faking his injury to gain sympathy from Judge Richard M. Berman, who was presiding over his case. That skepticism grew when Mr. Epstein accused Mr. Tartaglione of assaulting him, an allegation Mr. Tartaglione denied, and some guards doubted. A prison official said that within the facility, Mr. Epstein's story was seen as an attempt to avoid being put on suicide watch. The jail's warden, Lamine N.D.A., told Judge Berman in a letter that the jail conducted an internal investigation into the July 23rd incident, but did not say what the outcome of that investigation was. Mr. N.D.A. was transferred out of the jail on Tuesday, pending the investigation into Mr. Epstein's death. The few comforts Mr. Epstein once had in 9 South disappeared on suicide watch. Inmates there are housed alone in solitary rooms, naked except for a thick, heavy smock. Lights can be dimmed but never turned off, and there are no bed sheets or materials that could be used for self-harm. According to Bureau of Prisons policies, Mr. Epstein would have met on a daily basis with psychologists. 6 days later, on July 29th, he was taken off suicide watch and returned to 9 South. In the wake of his death, the decision by the jail's leadership to end the suicide watch has sparked criticism from elected officials and some mental health professionals. Any case where someone had a proven or suspected serious suicide attempt, that would be unusual to within 2 to 3 weeks take them off suicide watch, said Dr. Ziv Cohen, a forensic psychiatrist who frequently evaluates inmates at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. But 6 current and former prison officials said it was not uncommon for an inmate to be taken off suicide watch after only a few days. Mr. Epstein's own lawyers believed that he was fined and lobbied to have him taken off suicide watch, according to someone familiar with the negotiations. 3 days after Mr. Epstein was formally removed from the 24-hour suicide watch, he received a visit from David Schoen, a lawyer whom he had consulted periodically over more than a decade. Mr. Schoen said Mr. Epstein had sought the meeting through another lawyer and indicated to Mr. Schoen that he wanted him to join his legal team. They conferred in the meeting room for roughly 5 hours, talking about legal issues and the case. At one point, a therapist at the jail stopped by and asked Mr. Schoen to leave the room because she had to meet privately with Mr. Epstein.